into one of my animal forms in the back of a car, in front of numerous people, including the vampire master of the city of New Orleans, Leo Pellissier. It was the only thing that had saved my life. But, yeah, my anonymity wouldn't last long. Why don't you do it? What's the job? How dangerous and how much? You don't have to sound so suspicious, he chuckled, because this one is boring and the pay sucks. Oh, well, as long as it's all that. And more, Jane. Seriously, though, there have been a number of wild dog attacks west and south of you. His tone changed, and I couldn't tell at first why. They've been going on for 4 months with increasing severity. All on the full moon, all the victims died. Eaten. Werewolf, I thought, feeling all the joy leach out of me. I had helped decimate the pack of werewolves that had invaded Louisiana, killing almost the entire pack to save Rick from them. Instantly, I remembered the sound of gunfire, the sight of wolves falling and dying, their howls and screams of fury and pain. My team and I had saved Rick, but he'd nearly died, and saving him had left him scars, not the least of which were the spelled tattoos the alpha wolf bitch had tried to eat from his arm and shoulder. She had mangled the tattoos badly and messed up the magic spelled into them, which now kept him from turning into his werecat black leopard form on the full moon. He had been tortured, raped, abused beyond sanity, yet he had survived. Rick was tougher than nails, which was not something I had expected when I met the pretty boy on my first day in New Orleans. His tone in the safety zone of cop speak, he went on. The attack started in Alexandria, and at first seemed to follow a trail leading south along I-49. The location and trail indicated that there could be a connection between the decimated werewolf pack and the pack of so-called wild dogs. Wild dogs didn't follow highways. Werewolves might. Recently, the attacks had been centered on Chauvin, which is 2 hours from New Orleans and south of Houma, and I'm stuck farther north for the next few days. I thought about that. Centering in one location meant that they had chosen hunting ground and claimed territory. However many there were now, they were likely getting ready to expand their numbers, build a big pack. And 2 hours was within the distance I could safely travel from New Orleans. Long story, but I was bound to the MOC, the Chief Fanghead. Only he didn't know it. The job Rick offered was doable. And I was bored. Carefully trying to keep from hurting him, I said, "So, okay, I'm to rule out, werewolves. That's the job, and you're too far away, and that's why you aren't doing it, so... what about the danger and the pay? I'm still listening. We need you to ride around, talk to the sheriff and the local law, see what you can sniff out." He meant in animal form, but wasn't saying that over the phone. He added more slowly, "Inspect both the crime scene pictures and the scenes themselves. I've seen the pics, but you might see things I missed." Gruesome. The pics would be gruesome. But my other half, my beast, wouldn't be bothered by them. She liked to hunt, kill, and eat her dinner raw and still kicking. And she knew something about pack hunters and how they ate. "Pack," she murmured deep inside. "Hate pack hunters." "Yeah," I said to both of them. "So what else?" With cops, there was always more. "The sheriff asked me personally to look into this." It took a second to make sense of the sheriff calling a special agent with psi-lead. Unless family in the Deep South was twisted tighter than a skein of yarn and could often be traced back for centuries. "And the sheriff is..." He had the grace to sound embarrassed, even if only mildly. "Related. I have family there." "Really?" I said, trying for droll but probably just managing sarcasm. "Old home week?" I asked. Rick ignored the tone and plowed on. "Uncles and aunts, my first cousin Nadine, the sheriff of the parish, a good number of other first, second, and third cousins. One second cousin who has a single-engine plane if you need to scout.